الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today, with so many fitnas all around us, there is no end and no limit to all the fitnas. And unfortunately, many of our Muslim people are also caught up in the fitna. If the non-Muslims, it can be understood that they are the agents of shaitan. But the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were the ones to stand for the truth and make the truth known and get everyone to follow the truth. So in this very negative environment which is out there in the world, where we will be speaking more about Muslims, non-Muslims are not our direct who we address, but our own people, we ourselves, that we should consider. With all these things which are happening today, so much so that people say, don't give me the Islamic point of view. If we have gone to that limit that we just want what is current in the world, all the evil that is the world, must just support that we must not follow the Islamic point of view. So how to make people understand? So, and we should also make regularly dua that Allah blesses us also with the understanding, and how we can explain to people that they can understand. Whenever we have speak to people, whether it's a bayan, like ulama give bayans, etc., other people also give bayans, or whether it is with our interaction with other people, that Allah gives us that understanding that we can present deen in such a way that it is acceptable, and they understand it and they become convinced that this is the right way. So we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala also, and for that very important, our ma'amulat also, our ibadat, etc., we should fill our hearts with nur. Then this nur, when it really overflows, that is when other people will also benefit. But if we are empty, we haven't got anything in ourselves, then what are we going to deliver to other people? So that also we must be very conscious of our ibadat also, our ma'amulat, etc., that we are regular with them, then this will pass on to other people. So one nice way of explaining it to, may Allah guide us all to righteousness, is an example which Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gave, that if you want to see the things in the sky, the celestial bodies, stars, etc., then you need a telescope. You can't check all those things with a microscope. If you use the wrong instrument, you will come to a complete wrong conclusion. Your diagnosis is wrong, your prescription of the medicine will also be definitely wrong. And if you want to see fine things which are hidden, like germs, etc., molecules, etc., then you can't use a telescope there. Then there you have to use a microscope. So you have to use the right instrument. So in the same way, with regard to all these matters, the scientists, etc., all the politicians, people of this dunya, their scope is limited to this dunya. They see the cause in this dunya, that this was the cause and this is why this has happened. And they see the solution of it also in this dunya. So they are people whom Allah Ta'ala says clearly, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are people who know the outward things of this dunya, but the akhirat, they are totally unmindful. They don't believe in the akhirat. They have no idea of the akhirat. They don't study, and even if they study, they don't study with that conviction, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, the Hadith Sharif, which speaks about the akhirat. And together with that also is the qudrat of Allah, that Allah has got power over everything. It doesn't even strike them in any way, because they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, or if they do believe, those who believe in a wrong way. They have their own ideas of who Allah Ta'ala is. But Allah Ta'ala, and for that we have to know Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, the great qudrat of Allah, the great mercy and kindness of Allah, the great forgiveness of Allah. All that we also have to know. So they are limited just to this dunya. And they see the causes and effects also of this dunya, and solutions also in this dunya. And as a mu'min, right at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So a mu'min, he sees it from this point of view, that from he believes in the ghayb, in the unseen. So he believes in akhirat. So whatever he decides is not according to things of this dunya. As far as dunya is concerned, as these people have become total slaves of their passion and their desire. Everything they want to do just to satisfy their nafs. And so much so, they will say, for example, Saudia, they tell them that as long as you got Hajj and the operation of Hajj carrying on, your country cannot progress. They say the total opposite, that it saps all your resources. How lot people have to be engaged in serving the people when they come for Hajj, etc. And how much of your money is spent on the Hajj operation. So your money can't progress. If for us, on individual basis, we will say that as long as you follow deen, you can't progress. Many people say that. As long as you're going to be giving your time for namaz all the time, all the things, interest is haram, you stay away from interest, you're not going to be able to progress. In the community, we say this, in social life, unless you don't have wedding functions like the non-believers have, all the wrong things, then you can't progress. Yeah, one important question that is to be asked is, what is progress? If it is progress means to become more like animals, then that is not progress at all. And progress is to go away from the laws of Allah, then it is bringing destruction to oneself. In this very world also, in the akhirat it's very open it will be. But even in this world, the more a person turns away from the laws of Allah, he's going in destruction. It's not progress. Progress is progress that we become drug addicts, we become womanizers, we become alcoholics, we get involved in interest, making the rich richer at the cost of the poor who we are making poorer. Whereas Islamic principle of economics is that the fair distribution of wealth across the board, the rich and the poor, all must benefit from the wealth. Not just that the rich become richer all the time and the poor become poorer. If progress is that rightful citizens who obey the law have to live like prisoners in their homes, they have to put burglar guards, they have made with their own hands their own homes prisoners, while the crooks are moving around freely. They walk around the streets freely. So is that progress? This whole upside down, topsy-turvy thing. So we should understand what is progress. So anyway, so what Allah, we have got iman on the akhirat, and that on that we make our criteria and our basis. We believe in Allah Ta'ala. Not only that we believe, it's a reality. Allah is there, and Allah alone is in control of everything. So if we believe that, like for example, the virus, the scientists and them, if they are sincere, and if it is a genuine virus, they will look at it, the causes within this worldly system. And the solution also they will give there. Whereas a mu'min have to see that it is, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And the solution is also only with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. The solution is nowhere else but with Allah Ta'ala. And in this whole thing also, one other point, relevant point, though not directly connected with it, that to understand the thinking of a person, how it should be correct. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, Allah opens his faults to him. Then he sees his own faults. And then he becomes humbled. and he becomes, he turns to Allah. He's worried about his condition of akhirat. And when this happens, when he sees his faults and his mistakes, and he humbles himself to Allah Ta'ala, afraid of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, one great ni'mat Allah gives him in this world already, that Allah Ta'ala makes his good deeds to be seen by the other people. And people start respecting him more. And this is then the explanation of the hadith. Allahumma ij'alni fi 'ayni saghira wa fi a'yuni an-nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me small in my own eyes. And a person becomes small, he is humble when he realizes how weak I am, how sinful I am, how wrong I am. The more a person realizes that, Allah makes him bigger in the eyes of the people. And when a person's eyes are focused, when Allah's rahmat is not focused on him, and shaitan takes hold of him, then everyone does some good deeds also. Then he sees his own good deeds, and his bad deeds are veiled from his mind. He doesn't see his bad deeds. He sees his good deeds, and now he starts thinking, I'm a good person. And when this goes in easily into the, as far as sugar is concerned, it's alhamdulillah. But it goes into pride very easily. You cross the boundary very, very easily, and you go into pride. And you think, I'm a good person. And when you think, I'm a good person, Allah opens your faults to people. And the people, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, you might be thinking, dressing up also, and walking, and even giving bayans, and doing everything, that you are somebody. But in the eyes of the people, you are an absolute nothing. They see through you, and you lose all your respect in the eyes of the people. So, and this is not in the hands of the people, to respect you, or to look down upon you. That is what you are. When Allah opens your faults and you see your mistakes all the time, and you all the time chiding yourself, and all the time telling, what a bad person you are. You were a bad person, you're still a bad person. When are you going to come right? Then Allah opens your good in the eyes of the people. So everything is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is what a mu'min must understand. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is in control of everything. So if we see everything in that light, that Allah Ta'ala is in control, and we have to consider our akhirat, our life of the akhirat. And according to that, we make our planning and everything. So then this person will come to a complete different conclusion. In the same light, to understand that a person who is influenced by what the scientists got to say, what politicians got to say, what the corporate mainstream media has got to say, that person will come to a different conclusion in anything, the causes of things and the solution of things. And a person who is influenced by Quran and Hadith, and he follows that way, which what we say, that following the Aslaf and our Akabir and our seniors, that is those people who follow in this chain to Quran and Hadith. If we follow that way, we will come to a complete different conclusion. So these people who we regard like modernists within our own circles, to make them understand this, to sit down and make them understand. And the minute we do, and our hearts, we have got that sincerity, not to score points, but that we want them to understand and see the truth, Allah opens it. For many, many people, Allah opens it up easily. Unless a person is really completely blocked by Allah Ta'ala, it's a different thing. But otherwise, many people, our young students who are studying at universities, etc., when they understand this, they accept it also wholeheartedly. And to this extent, that they make their firm resolutions and determination, we are leaving university. We're going to enroll at a Darul Uloom. They realize it. Girls realize it. Boys realize it. They give up all their studies, etc. And even parents, etc., grown-up people, we just have to explain to them that look at it in the proper way. For example, one person asked with regard to the present situation at the moment, that to wish the Hindus, for example, happy Diwali, he wished them happy. So he explained it from his point of view, and when they explain, give them time, let them speak out everything. And in their own explanation, Allah will give you the answers to give to them also. That what is wrong, that we are living with them, you wish them happy, we all live happily, we all live peacefully with one another, and you wish them good. So what is wrong with that? Or has Islam got a problem with that? That what is wrong? So, for example, then we explain to them that you are looking at it from a social point of view, from a dunya's point of view, that we all live happily, we all agree, and it looks all very nice that everyone is happy. But take the example, somebody who has killed your parents, for example, or they have done great harm to your parents, to your dear and near ones, and then that person on his happy occasion, will you wish him happy? You won't. You will have that bitterness in you. You will have that hatred for that person. So the same way these people who are worshipping idols, these people who have got no idea of who Allah is, and in fact they speak bad about Allah, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how can we in any way then wish them good for their what they are doing? Then easily it becomes that they understand it. It's a matter of perspective and how we are looking at it. If you look at it just from a social point of view, from a dunya's point of view, the dunya's point of view without akhirat, dunya's point of view without Allah Ta'ala in the future, then you come to a different conclusion completely. But we have to look at it, and everything we must make the benchmark our Sharia. Like for example, with the virus and the laws, the government, all the lockdowns and all the regulations and rules and laws they had made. Now one is that they see the virus according to them, that it spreads by people sneezing, etc., breathing, so wear the mask. It spreads when you are too close, so be spread out. Have social distancing. Now they believe that the vaccine will help you to stop it. Now if we have look at Quran and Hadith, and we look at it from that point of view, and before even coming to Quran and Hadith, with the mask, that you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide. And for example, if a person is jogging, he's running, and he's wearing the mask, he's worked up, he's breathing more faster now, more harder, more carbon dioxide is going out. And such a person, in fact, if they stay at home, sit at home without the mask, they are much more healthier than jogging on the road with the mask on. Because then they, and this, with the mask, they are always announcing to protect yourself and to protect us. But with the mask, before you protecting anyone else, you are causing your own harm. And there is absolutely no doubt, all the carbon dioxide. And every person, as we are sitting here, alhamdulillah, nobody is really sick. Nobody has got a cough and is coughing or sneezing. But inadvertently, a person coughs also. A cough comes to a person. A sneeze comes to a person. Now, with the mask, all that is in the mask. And then you're breathing it in again. And in the Hadith Sharif, for example, to cover the mouth when making namaz, etc., we are prohibited from that. So we must make the benchmark, the Shariat. And then work means how to get our loopholes and leeways in their laws. Not that we make their laws the benchmark. And now we look for loopholes in Shariat. Obscure, illogical. We take out funny things people take out from Shariat. This happened here because of that this year. Funny laws. So we must make our everything and make people understand that we have to see Shariat. We are going to return finally to Allah Ta'ala. We have to answer to Him. We won't have to answer to any politicians. We won't have to answer to any scientist or any media. We have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. So how much have we prepared for that to enter to Allah Ta'ala? So that is, and our final destination is Akhirat. So we have to prepare for Akhirat. We have to see what are the things that are going to help us as far as Akhirat are concerned. Dunya, as ulama have written, that don't worry of the criticism of Allah Ta'ala and break the laws of Allah. Observe the laws of Allah and don't worry about the criticism of people. People are always going to have criticize and have their comments and they will have their say, etc. So we must not worry about that. And the criticism is not harmful also. We think it's harmful that my ego, my position, people are criticizing me. We must not worry of the criticism of people. Fear Allah. And if a person fears Allah, then with regard to the people, fulfill their rights and fear Allah Ta'ala. And with regard to the rights of Allah Ta'ala, don't fear people and what they are criticizing and what they are saying. Otherwise it is that, for example, the sun is out at 12 o'clock in the day, bright, bright sun, and somebody says it's dark. No matter, the whole world can say it's dark. It doesn't matter anything. When the bright sun of Hidayat, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, came out. Now if anyone wants to make their cartoons and anyone wants to pass their remarks, it means absolutely nothing. We don't even have to pay any attention. We must, in fact, what is the correct procedure, at that time explain more the sublime character of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we can't, we're not in that position, just keep on reading Durood Sharif all the time. By Durood Sharif, it reaches Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Allah Ta'ala increases. Allah and His Rasul are not in need of our Durood. Allah's position is His position. Allah's Nabi's position is His position. And Allah is elevating him all the time. But by our reading Durood, we will benefit also all the time. So we have to see things in all matters. Look at it from the Islamic point of view. And make others also understand that we have to see everything from according to Quran and Hadith with regard to this present Abrahamic Accord, etc. Where they want all the people must live with peace with one another. That is just the minute a person, this whole thing, it must immediately strike a chord in a person. Ke dal mein kala hai. There is some other planning they have got here. They are outwardly saying all peace. These people who are bent on destruction of the world, and they are talking of peace, immediately you'll have your doubts. Any person who has got a little correct understanding, now what peace are they talking? That they are talking of this peace, but really they want to promote not other religions, not the Jewish religion, not the Christian religion, but the atheist religion of the New World Order. In fact, so much so, the Pope himself, he has embraced Muslim leaders, Buddhist leaders, Hindu leaders, Christian, Jewish rabbis, etc. And the Roman Catholic Church are up in arms with him also. How can he sacrifice their principles and their religion according to them? And he is making peace with the Muslims. And he's making peace with the Jews and the Hindus and the Buddhists. All this they have been bought off with this new world order. And they are, now they are promoted. It's not a matter of any religion. It is a matter of abolishing religion completely. Which Allah Ta'ala says so clearly. And a person who has a connection with Quran Sharif will understand it. Allah says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. If Allah Ta'ala did not repel some people from the others, and yeah, Allah makes it clear that the evil doers, they are all the time trying to do the evil. And had Allah not used people, Allah's system to repel them, لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. All the places of worship of the Jews, Christians and all, They should have been totally destroyed. Because the enemies, the people who want godlessness and who want total irreligiousness, these people will destroy all types of things where Allah's name is taken. They will destroy it. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ Allah will do it, but Allah will use the people. Allah will make people to stand up against it. And this has been all the time. Right through, whether it was in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they want to destroy the true religion. Whether it was in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, all the time. This has been in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And all along from there also. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ And don't worry. Allah said, He will do it. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّارِ Allah Ta'ala protects. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ Allah is the all-powerful. Allah is the overpowerer of everything. So don't worry. You do your share. Explain to the people. There is not the time of jihad, physical jihad, but jihad of the tongue. Explain to the people. Jihad of the pen. Explain to the people and make them understand. Make dua, Allah blesses us with that correct way to explain to people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah says, those people who we give tamkeen on earth, control. We don't have the control of the world, but a father has got control over his children. A teacher has got control over his students. The principal of an institute has got control over his institute. So whatever tamkeen we have got, these people, how will they help Allah Ta'ala? الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ They will establish namaz. That is the first command Allah says. And namaz, إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ With all its requirements, they will perform namaz. And they will spend in the path of Allah as Allah wants them to spend also. أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And they will command the right. And they will stop the wrong. How much are we doing it? We are complaining all the time. What's happening in Saudi? What's happening in Pakistan? What's happening in other places? In India, how the Muslims? But are we doing Amar bil Ma'ruf? How much we can? And easily, are we doing Nahya anil Munkar? Allah Ta'ala says, these people, they will establish Salah. Make sure they put their Salat is correct. And they will give their zakat also, and all related ibadat, monetary ibadat also they will fulfill. And they will amaru bil ma'ruf wa nahaw anil munkar. And Allah gives great consolation, walillahi al-aqibatul umur. And the end result is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We do what we have to do. Right from the beginning, Allah Ta'ala said, walawla daf'u Allahu an-nas. Allah will repel the people who are shaitan and his clique and his agents are always trying to do harm, destroy, even take the name, forget the name of Allah. They don't want to see a masjid in existence. And in fact, they don't want to see any church and synagogue also, though they are on batil. But they don't want anything. They just want a total way of life of animalism. That we must just follow our carnal desires and become worse than animals also. Animals also, a male doesn't marry a male. And a female doesn't marry a female. And a male doesn't mate with a male. And a female doesn't mate with a female. But insan has gone even worse than that. So at this time it is more important that Allah has given the solution in this ayat in the Quran Sharif. And this we have to observe and try and make people understand also. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.